like that it's an opera. It's huge. It is every human emotion within one piece of music. And you have these super dark moments and these super light moments and then these small, I mean, he marks them as movements, but I think they're little recitative parts of it. And it's just really fascinating how he captures all that could possibly emotionally happen to one person in a string quartet.
That's gotta be why, when Michael Hollinger wanted to write a play about string quartets, he chose this particular quartet.
Absolutely. You've got so much drama in one piece of music. I mean, he could have focused on something lighter. Even an early Beethoven string quartet probably wouldn't have done the trick. It wouldn't have conveyed the drama necessary.
Now, Maddie, have you played this quartet before?
I have not played the whole thing. Actually, it was just a couple months ago that I even sat down and looked at it with a score and thought, oh my God. Oh, this is really hard.
Was it your idea to do this concert?
No, we were contacted by Portland Center Stage.
Really?
We had done some stuff with them in the past. They knew about us and they knew what we were up to and they thought we'd be up for the challenge. I think it's so exciting that they're putting on a play about a string quartet, kind of exposing what's going on behind the concert that not everybody thinks about.
Right.
So I was really excited when they sent me the script so that we could put together a whole program of music that they perform. I shouldn't say perform, they kind of mime, I guess, in the actual play.
And they do a magnificent job, all of the actors. And one of the interesting things about putting on this play, Opus, is that technically it's tricky. The sound guy has got to cue every one of those music excerpts just right. And the musicians, actors on stage, pretending to be musicians, have got to just come in just right. And they do a great job. It's way better than what we've seen in a lot of films. My hat is off to the actors at Portland Center Stage for what they're pulling off currently with Opus, which, by the way, runs at Portland Center Stage through May 8th. I'm Robert McBride. This is Northwest Previews on All Classical FM, chatting tonight with violist Maddie Kaiser, the genius behind Classical Revolution PDX and their string quartet, of which she is a member. Now, what other music will you be playing that has to do with the play Opus?
A lot of the music that's featured in Opus kind of shows off the players as soloists.
That's true.
So you have a moment where they're playing the Bach double together, which is a very soloistic or duetistic piece of music. It shows that the two violins obviously have chops. And then in the middle of the play, the violist is actually working on the prelude to the Bach cello suite number one, the first movement. Yeah, so it just kind of shows that we all have to be soloists in order to play in a string quartet. You have hopefully four very opinionated people that hopefully agree all the time, but when they don't, they sure won't. And there's going to be problems there. And that's the thing about finding a string quartet is you have to have four people that are kind of like your family, you know, who you can learn to love despite the things you hate about them. The great string quartets have been able to stick together for a long time and bring their individual points of view to the table and form these master quartets.
And again, part of what we see in the play Opus is what happens when somebody is asked to leave the quartet, and then they have to replace that person. They have to audition people and find somebody that's going to fit in. And it's often been said it's like a marriage among four people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, in the Classical Revolution PDX string quartet, have any drama at all, though, do you?
No.
No, never.
Yeah, it's compared to the guys in Opus, we're relatively calm. The most drama we had is our second violinist actually broke her wrist a couple months ago.
Ouch.
Which made it so we couldn't prepare the entire 131. And then, you know, our cellist has a toddler, which provides drama, but that's pretty much as rough as it gets in our group.
Let's name names. Who are the members of the quartet?
So we have Lucia Conrad on first violin, Lauren Ellidge on second violin, I play viola, and Nikki Graybell is on cello.
And you can hear these wonderful women in the Classical Revolution PDX String Quartet Saturday night, 6:30, Sunday night, 7:30, and next Saturday night, 6:30, in the Girding Theater at the Armory in the Pearl District.
Yeah, so the Saturday night performances are just in the lobby prior to the show.
Uh-huh.
So we play for about 45 minutes before the show, so you can come see a string quartet before you see the play.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Sunday is actually the big performance actually in the theater, just of the music. So that's not the play, it's just the pieces of music, and it should be about it. 70 or 80 minute interactive program.
Now, what do you mean by interactive?
We're going to be explaining these pieces of music, explaining what it's like to be in a string quartet, explaining how we attack a piece, how we attack each other, and what it's like to be a soloist, to have a point of view, and hopefully what it's like to take those point of views and create something amazing out of it.
Maddie Kaiser, violist with the Classical Revolution PDX String Quartet, our guest on Northwest Previews tonight. Thank you for all you do to liven up the classical music scene here in Stumptown.
You're very welcome.
For Northwest Previews, I'm Robert McBride.